Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen. Brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3 bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.
Time is precious, and so are our pets. So time with our pets is extra precious. That's why we started Dutch. Dutch provides 24/7 access to licensed vets with unlimited virtual visits and follow-ups for up to 5 pets. You can message a vet at any time and schedule a video visit the same day. Our vets can even prescribe medication for many ailments, and shipping is always free. With Dutch, you'll get more time with your pets and year-round peace of mind when it comes to their vet care.
Hello and welcome back to the Oasis podcast, the ultimate audio guide to Oasis. We are jumping on very quickly for a news update because, I don't like to get drawn into reunion chat that much. It's come up so many times over the years. Nothing ever happens. It's always just chat, but it feels like something is happening. I'm recording this on Sunday afternoon. I'm just heading into Reading now to go and watch Liam Gallagher. Headline Sunday night at Reading. So what are we now? It's the, for future prosperity, it's the 25th of August 2024. Those of you that are in Reading, if you're hearing this in time, then I'm going to be wearing an adored hat and I'm going to have an Arkid man bag on me, and I'm bringing in some Oasis podcast badges as long as they don't get confiscated, because I suppose they could be deemed to be weapons. But if you see me, come and say hello. If I've got the badges, then I will happily give you a badge. But let's just focus on the big news. I'm just dropping quickly now before I head off. It's starting to feel a bit more real. Now, what you don't know really is, I don't know if this is like the snake eating itself, because last episode, when I was talking with Katie, I sort of uploaded a clip from that conversation where I was kind of giving where I was feeling on the reunion rumours, and that they were feeling pretty real. And our friend Secret Drug Addict had posted something about, you know, 20 shows, 10 in Manchester, 10 in London. That feels like it matches with what I've heard so far. And then gradually over the last couple of days, I've heard more and more kind of rumours that there's something happening. I start hearing Tuesday is going to be a big announcement. And that Tuesday will be the announcement of a reunion, which just doesn't seem real to me. I don't think, you know, it's like one of those things you talk about for so long and it's like, oh my God, this can't really be happening. I don't think I can really believe it's really going to happen. But it feels like it is. And I've heard from people, now I've not heard anything first person. I've not heard from someone in management or record label or anything saying, oh, this is happening. You know, all I've heard is kind of second or third hand, you know, the chat has been this, the chat has been that. And then, and now what's happened over the last sort of 24 hours is it's in the press. So, you know, the Times ran a piece, and then that's been picked up on. I think you wait for like all the other sources, like wait for the time, wait for someone to be the first official kind of source, not just like the podcast or a website. Like Barstool Sports ran a story just based on what I'd said on the podcast. So I was like, oh shit, I'm becoming the news. I'm supposed to report the news. I'm not supposed to be the news. So it feels like something's happening. The discussion is, like we said, 20 shows next summer to coincide with the Morning Glory 30th anniversary. I'm also now reading Glastonbury headline set, which would seem a bizarre choice to me, but apparently so. But then what we're also hearing is that what they're first off going to announce would just be kind of a week in London, a week in Manchester. So I just don't, what would that be, kind of 5 shows in a row at Wembley or 5 shows in a row at Heaton Park? I don't know quite what that would be. But anyway, we will probably know in a couple of days' time if the announcement is Tuesday. Oh, and finally, what I have heard today at the Liam gig is that someone who has been backstage at Reading was saying at the end of the Liam gig, there'll be something on the big screen. So So yeah, I don't know if you're going to be watching on TV. I don't know if they'll keep a view of the big screen or if you just keep an eye on social media. Apparently, at the end of the Liam gig, there will be something on the big screen. Now, I don't know if that's true. You know, this is, once again, it's just rumour and speculation. Part of me does still think this is just complete rubbish and it will just be, because Liam today has released the sort of the Half the World Away with a video, and there's little bits of voiceover in it as well. So, so that feels like that's going to be a film. There's going to be a film and an album probably of Liam's, definitely maybe 30, which makes sense. He tends to do that. You know, it tends to be this constant kind of stream of content. We've had two films so far. We've had various live albums. And so, yeah, so we shall see what happens. So, yes, I'm going to run off to Reading now. I will jump back in again later.
Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen, brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3 bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.